We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Rise and shine, Memphis. This is Healing Frequencies with me, Carrie Lee. Here you will find mindful chats, guided meditations, and music to feed the mind, body, and the soul. I'm just here to give you a cute little frequency adjustment to help you start your rising routines. Hey, 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 y'all. I hope y'all are feeling really, really good. I am. You know, not that you asked, but I just feel like you did. When I woke up this morning, honestly, let me tell you something. I didn't get a whole lot of sleep, you know. I had a lot of energy, so I was just up watching TV, vibing out, working on music and playlists and stuff like that. You know, and I know we've been expecting, like, colder weather, but when I woke up and it was a cute little 47 degrees, ain't gotta scrape no ice off the car, slip and slide on anything, that made me happy. I don't know about y'all, but that made me really, really happy. So we just finished listening to Cafe by Kay LeMaestro, okay? And next, this is Alex Isley and Jack Dine, Still Wonder, featuring Robert Glasper. But before we fully get into that, I want you to ask yourself, what are you grateful for on this rising? Okay? And as you take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth, I want you to visualize yourself pulling in all the goodness, okay? Reflect on the positive things. Reflect on the things that you are excited about for your future. And exhale any of the things that hurt, that don't feel good, that you want to do differently, all of those things, okay? It's a new day. It's another opportunity to make a better choice, to make a different choice, okay?
At the climb now it seems really high. Wish that I chose not to fear. Fighting to choose and I hate not to try. In between self-love and the loss of you. Moment in time and I know the truth. Broke down just what we were meant to do. It's a hard pill to. Nothing but
week, thank for the week. It's getting hard, it feels like a stress to me. Don't take me out my character. That society really just don't wanna see. Can't lie, I feel like I'm drowning. Drinking more and I don't wanna be found. I'm losing everything that's good to me. And the days seem to blend together like disharmony. You can't tell me I ain't strong. Things get hard, but I hold on. Gotta move forward, forward, forward. I just gotta move forward.
Yeah, yeah,
forward.
Yeah. It's time to move forward. I'm about to dark for more sun. A forward like it is a number division in prison where I have been shunned. A so forward that it is backwards and I can see all that the damage has done. With no individual one, and being the only one watching this evil be spun. So I wear this ward down, smile on my face with a double-edged sword. It's a mouthful, I'm doubtful. And demons are living rent free and my dome is a house full. But forward like I am demanding. Forward like me and my merchant and skin of a man that is broken in pieces. But hope that they see that I'm stealing the soul within. Forward like I'm on my lean and I'm about to go pray. I'm forward like pistols on my head, we're asking the Lord when I see better days. I'm still working on my own ways, rep for the set that's been on decay. It's difficult to pay attention with the amount of minimum wage. Facing the longest of days, and I'm about to go enraged. Forward like, no longer stuck in this maze, a labyrinth key to this cage. Enemies are running needs for the sage. Vulnerability, I did some piece of this stage of my life. Been bearing my soul while I hold of this mic. The goal is unite, and everything in this world will be alright, cause
you can't tell me I'm strong. Things get hard, but I hold on. Gotta move forward, forward, forward. I just gotta move forward, forward.
Memphis, If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Healing Frequencies with Carrie Lee on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. I hope y'all are feeling good. We have been listening to the internet. This is this song is Pupil, The Patience. It's one of my faves, y'all, because you can just vibe out. Let's get into the instrumental. I mean, I was going to let us get into the instrumental, but I pulled some oracle cards, so we're going to like do that real quick and hopefully y'all can still catch the vibe in the background, because I got some things to say to y'all. Okay, so from the rest deck, so I have this deck called the rest deck, to help encourage rest, you know, to remind us that we don't have to stay on the grind. Okay, you are a human being who gets tired, okay, and you deserve rest. And it's made by a group called the Nap Ministry, so that's hilarious in its own self, okay, because it's a ministry indeed. I'm a part of it. Okay, so the card says, I don't belong on the grind, I will get off. In the back of it says, rest in the truth of the power you hold over grind culture. A full mental shift starts in your quiet moments. You will get your healing via rest. You will be disruptive and push back. You will slow down. You will take a nap. You will rest. You will find silence. Okay, look, let me tell you, Saturdays are the perfect days to rest, especially if you work Monday through Friday, you know, so take the opportunity. Don't stress yourself out. Okay, the next one says, I pulled two of them. It says, staring out the window and gazing at your sky, at the sky or a tree is rest. That's true, y'all. Get lost in a daydream sometimes. It feels good. Okay, the back of it says, in a culture focused on hyper-productivity, it can feel uncomfortable to sit and do nothing and let silence wash over you. Doing nothing is a radical part of your lifelong rest practice. To be intentional about embodying rest disrupts systems of oppression. We must practice rest. We must commit to it as a protest. We must go slow. We must stare at the sky. Go stare at the sky and go stare at your heart. I love that. When they say stare at your heart, it just makes me think about, you know, the more you're able to quiet your mind, or just like your outside world, you're able to hear what your body is trying to say to you, what your heart, what your mind has been trying to communicate to you as well. And I know sometimes, like subconsciously, we can try to avoid that. Like, we don't want to feel these big feelings, but it's baby, you need to feel your things, okay? That's the way you get to the other side of feeling better. That's how you find solutions, okay? Let's see. And then from our self-care deck, I got journal and connect with fire. Okay, so journal. I think that goes without saying, you know, it's often said to write out your feelings, you know, or even outside of writing out your feelings and thoughts and stuff, you can write out the things that you want to see for yourself, right? So it's something called scripting, where you, that's funny that she said something as well. this is Imon Omari featuring Tiffany Goucher playing in the background. The song is called Wait a Minute. But yes, with journaling, scripting. It's about like writing down what you want to see. It's kind of like speaking it as if it's already there, as if it's already happening, right? So, you know, for example, I would write, you know, I am a successful artist and I am making multi-millions from the things that I share with the world, you know, so something along those lines, because the more you write that out and the more that you kind of like repeat it in your mind, you know, you start to feel it and you just might start to believe it. And once you change your mind, maybe your outer reality responds to it. Okay, it starts to give you what you say you are, right? So that's another big, you know, lesson, that it's like a classic tale of, you know, you are who you say you are, and watch how you speak about yourself. You know, we are powerful people. We truly create our realities, you know, on certain levels. And the things that we speak about ourselves is very important. I was asked recently to give like life advice, specifically on like self-love and building confidence. And I was like, it starts with minding how you speak to yourself. You know, it's like you don't allow a friend to talk crazy to another friend, you know, in front of you, or you don't allow anyone to talk about your friend in any old kind of way, right? So be mindful when it comes to yourself, you know, even if you are the person who's talking bad about yourself. You know, sometimes I joke with my friends, if they'll say something or vice versa, we'll say something down on ourselves and we'll be like, look, don't talk to my friend like that, or don't talk about my friend like that, okay? So be mindful of how you speak about yourself, because you are exactly who you say and think you are. All right, so remind yourself that you're smart. When you stumble or make a little mistake, don't be like, oh, I'm so stupid. Don't do that, okay? If I was near y'all, pop y'all, pinch you, you know, on the hand. But yes, I just want us to show love to ourselves and speak the life. So write that out, journal, okay? I got a little further away from that than I intended. Okay, so the next one, connect with fire. So that can happen in multiple ways, you know. I mean, we're not necessarily in a city where like fire pits and stuff are like common. Oh yeah, fire pit Fridays at Tom Lee Park. I'm curious if they are still doing that. Y'all should check out their social media page or the website to see if Fire Pit Fridays are still happening. But yes, connect with fire. That can mean multiple things. So you can connect with the fire within yourself. Sometimes we deny ourselves the passion, the determination, the drive that we might be feeling, or even if it's just anger. You know, sometimes we can stifle those things, and like, you know, it doesn't make us feel good when someone else does it. So be mindful to not do it to your own self. Okay. And other ways that you can connect with fire, like some people like to write out things that didn't make them feel good, and they like to burn it like safely in a fireplace, or you know, wherever else is safe, you know. Some people do that. Some people write the things that they want to see and receive, you know, and burn it and just kind of just send it off, you know, to the universe, to God or whatever, and just, you know, just as a physical representation of what they're trying to do, of how, or how they're trying to feel. So, you know, to each his own. Or sometimes just sitting by the fireplace and just gazing into the fire, you know, and just that's his own meditative practice. You know, sometimes listening to raindrops, or watching it, or just staring at fire, or whatever it may be. You know, those may be things that help you get into a meditative state. So I want you to consider those things, you know, and see how you can incorporate, whether it's fire or journaling, into your day today. Okay. So I'll let you guys enjoy the rest of this song. This is Erase Me featuring Jacob Collier by Lizzie McAlpine.
Just to hear you scream and you're fading, but he feels like you in between. I've said too much, in and out of wanting us. Now you're fading and I wonder who will erase. Don't answer me, I'm calling just to hear. In and out of wanting us. Now you're fading and I wonder who will erase me. Oh, who will erase me?
Two. Listen to the way they say you wanna get so high. So you say you wanna get so high, breathe me in like air tonight. Let yourself unwind, get lost in the garden of my mind. I could be your private island underneath the palm trees. You can leave your worries, listen to the waves, let them wash away your pain.
Trust me, it'll take your heart. Trust me, it'll break your heart. Oh, yeah. underrated when we say and play with love.
Trust me, it'll take. It'll take all of it and break your heart. Every day we pray in love to the God of it. But it's so good, so good to be loved by you. Yes, it's so good, so good to be loved by you. Yes, it's so good.
Now when I say take your heart, I'm not talking robbery. I'm talking lots of talks and texts that cause to be the one we ought to see. Though talks and texts could get the point from A to B. My X, Y, Z and all across the board. The alphabet, the cause to be. The alphabet when tossing lots of nets across the board. It's all on me. Like every eye, Gemini to Equimini. But I don't cry. Eyes up, boots tied up. It's you, him, and I, loving by you. Life's through too quick, man, we in it now. Nothing by you. The flight's through too quick, yeah, we in the sky.
But it's so good, so good, so good to be loved by you. Whoa, yeah. It's so good to be loved by you. So good, so good to be loved by you. Yes, it's so good to be loved by you.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, and that was Just Loved By You, featuring Jasmine Sullivan by Molly Music. I love this song, y'all. It's super, super sweet. So what was on my mind while listening to this song, To Be Loved By You, how do you intend on loving on yourself on today? How do you plan on doing it, okay? And I know earlier segment we had pulled some oracle cards on self-care and rest and stuff like that, and I know for me, my self-care thing is going to be a really good facial cleansing routine. Like, I'm overdue for like the full steps. Like, I need to go get me another face mask. I did one the other day, and some homemade masks that I make as well, but I feel like I need like a indoor spa day type of situation. You know, tend to my skin. I need to make sure I'm drinking my waters, hydrating all day today, make me some good nourishing tea and rest, okay? She's gonna go lay down, all right? How do you intend on loving on yourself?
you need some ideas. When's the last time you sat in a tub and taken a bath? I know a lot of us, we move fast, so we a shower nation, okay? But sometimes you need to soak in a tub, okay? Sprinkle a little magnesium in there, okay? Magnesium flakes. Some what else can you put in there? A cute little bath bomb, something like that, and just soak and relax. You know, give those muscles some much needed tender loving care. Get those joints some care. Oil yourself down good. You know, staying hydrated on the inside. Gotta stay hydrated on the outside. I don't know about y'all, but sometimes, you know, during the winter time, the skin gets a little dry, okay? It's a little harder to retain that moisture. You know, you can show yourself love in that way. Show yourself love by washing your hair. When's the last time? Have you deep conditioned your hair? Have you done what you needed to do yet? You know, I know that's on some of y'all's list. You know, going for a walk. Since the weather is not too cold, you can bundle up accordingly and go for a walk in the beautiful Tumley Park. Okay, sit by the river, take some deep breaths, you know. Go take yourself for a nice cup of coffee or something like that. Go visit a loved one, spending time, you know. Or sitting in solitude and reflecting and journaling, like the card said. So, but anywho, we've been listening to SZA in the background, Saturn, of course. But yeah, just, it's like this song, she's just dreaming of a better place, okay? And so I want y'all to think of that too, you know? Even if you can't physically be in a place that you consider better, you can start with your mind, okay? That is what you are in control of, you know? Even though it may seem like you are not, sometimes you gotta just take your time and bring your mind back to where you need it to be. And speaking of that, not that it's super, super relevant, but Next Lifetime, let's get into it by Erykah Badu. It feels appropriate.
Why you even? Don't do this. Why are you tripping like that?
Well, I understand that, but your whole vibe is, you know, I can see myself being with you forever.
That's really beautiful. And I kind of dig you, too. You know that. We're friends, and I'm in a situation. I'm in a relationship, and you know what that means.
Whatever I gotta do, I'll do it for you.
Should put me in an awkward situation.
Now what am I supposed to do when I want you in the world?
Want you in the world.
How can I want you for myself when I'm already so insecure? What am I supposed to do when I want you in the world?
Oh,
Okay, Memphis, I hope you have enjoyed this hour with me. You know, we don't have to necessarily see each other next lifetime, but I hope to, you know, have you listening and tuning in next Saturday Rising. Okay, so enjoy your day. Stop by your local farmer's market. You know, I know the Agri Center is always going. I'm not sure if the ones downtown, or Cooper Young is still going, actually, I'm not even sure. But, you know, there are places like Roxy's Grocery where you can support local farmers as well and get you some good food. You know, eat something fresh, okay? Eat you some vegetables. Have you some tea. Take care of yourself. You know, I know the weather is yanking us left and right, y'all. So if you need a type of herb that is nourishing, that is full of, like, vitamins to help you stay well, you could try nettle. Stinging nettle is a great herb that is helpful, and we always know that ginger really helps with our immune system and with balancing the mucus in our bodies and stuff like that, and help with our gut. So you can combine those two, you know. So try those out, you know, and do something that's good for you on today. All right, I love you guys. Have a lovely rest of your Saturday.
Get you nowhere. Don't just stand there.